This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick.
I have a somewhat guilty pleasure to reveal to you all. One of my must-reads every week is a column in the Sunday New York Times style section called Modern Love. And as the title implies, it's about love or some form of it, getting it, losing it, keeping it under duress. Now these columns have been collected in a new book. Dan Jones edited the book, and he edits the column. He joins me now. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
I have to say, the thing that is attractive to them, in a way, is that you feel like you're reading someone's personal journal. They're really, really unsparing in how much they reveal about the authors.
Yes, well, this is the appeal of the confessional essay, that people will look in an unblinking way at the reality of their lives and, warts and all, reveal what, in the case of Modern Love, it's often the most important story of their life.
What are some of your favorite essays in the book?
Oh, an essay like by the writer Dan Savage, who, as part of a gay couple, decides to adopt in an open adoption a young boy who's the child of a homeless teenager, who then remains a homeless teenager for years. And how, when this mother is still in the child's life, do they deal with that as parents? This mother who comes, once a year, doesn't call for years at a time. And when she does show up, the child wonders why mommy smells bad. It was such a poignant story. It really was heartbreaking.
And some of them are just plain funny. I love the beginning of The New Nanny Diaries Are Online.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read that?
Yes. The New Nanny Diaries Are Online by Helene Olin. Our former nanny, a 26-year-old former teacher with excellent references, liked to touch her breasts while reading The New Yorker and often woke her lovers in the night by biting them. She took sleeping pills, joked about offbeat erotic fantasies involving Tucker Carlson, and determined she'd had more female sexual partners than her boyfriend. How do I know these things? I read her blog.
And then what happens as that essay progresses?
It was this mixed feeling of I envy her life, and I'm also glad I'm not in the midst of that anymore. This nanny, who was really just a college student, she let her employer, who wrote the essay, know that she was keeping a blog. And not only did she read about the nanny's sex life and boyfriend and fantasies, but also about her feelings about taking care of her children and, in several cases, being very frustrated by the job and expressing that in her blog.
I have to say, it's interesting, the placement of this column. It's sort of juxtaposed against the vows section of the paper, where you've
right.
got these traditional stories about people getting married.
You know, I've heard it said that Modern Love is the anti-vows.
Really?
that vows is what's before and the optimism, and then Modern Love is the reality once this life settles into its uneasy patterns.
Yet, in many of the essays, you're surprised by the intensity of the feelings that married people have for each other. There's one essay that you have in there that where the woman admits that she may love her husband more than her children, which is
right.
surprising because you always hear that once women have children, it's like the husband is, you know, the equivalent of a battered armchair. He just doesn't matter anymore.
Part of it was her intentional provocation of saying, I love my husband more than I love my children. But the piece itself was much more nuanced in making this statement that so often in this sort of child-centered generation that we're a part of, the mother instantly transfers her passion from her husband to her child, and the husband is sort of left behind, and she's sort of bewildered that this didn't happen to her, that she still feels has her main passion directed toward her husband, and boy, did that ever stir people up. They either thought she was fantastic for admitting that and that they were going to return to their own marriages with that sort of passion, or people responded very defensively and said, how dare she say things like that?
What do you want readers to think and to feel when they put down your column?
I hope readers see a window into other lives, or even lives that are like their own, that make them feel okay about the struggle that they're probably in the midst of or have come out of or maybe are just about to begin. And there's real power in knowing you're not alone in these situations. It's funny, I've gotten several emails from mothers who say that they each Sunday they read this to their teenage children, and that this is a ritual every Sunday, reading the Modern Love column to their children and then talking about it. And I find that pretty heartening, that this is how open people are with their children about the complexity of relationships, and not just candy coating what's to come, but this is the real stuff of life.
Daniel Jones edits the weekly Modern Love column. It's in the Sunday Style section of the New York Times. Many of those essays are collected in the new book. It's called Modern Love. Daniel Jones, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.